Hello, everybody. This is Derek Whitescat Cloud, and you're listening to Between Two Worlds on BBSRadio.com. I'd like to welcome everyone in the chat rooms, those on BBS Radio, and also let's welcome our listeners. This week we have a fabulous guest coming on, and I want to introduce you to this lady in a few minutes, but what I want to do is actually recognize other affiliates we have that are picking us up. One is actually, there is an affiliate up picking us up and up and down under. They call themselves The Underworld, which is Leah Ramsey's program. We recognize them and thank them very much for picking us up and up in Australia. We also have also another affiliate that's picking us up. It's actually in the Netherlands, GoBegin. And also I want to recognize APSR because they actually support us hugely, and which is actually they're located in Alabama, APSR Radio, Paranormal Talk Radio. Plus they actually will be working on their brand new program. They're putting together a APSR television, internet television. So I'm looking forward to hearing from Dr. Jimmy and Heather pretty soon when they're going to start this program up. Also, we have I have a website set up, or a small little banner set up on my website on BBS Radio. They are called on their program. They're called I Am Haunted. And it's an online paranormal community. These guys are pretty cool. If you ever want to register with them and set up anything you want to talk about, paranormal things, or if you want to install any type of paranormal programs or even photographs, or you want to email, or you want to chat with these guys, anybody who's actually is in the paranormal industry or actually is curious, I highly recommend you to go to this website called IamHaunted.com. And just they're called Friends of the Paranormal. Just click on their site and register with these guys, and you get to see all the fabulous photographs and including videos, what they have there. You'd be surprised what you see. So basically what I want to do is I want to introduce you to our special guest coming up pretty soon. I want to read you stories about. She actually has been on our show before, and she had her own radio show on BBS Radio, and then she also has a show out there in the other world, and her show is, well, let's basically start from here. She was born in Germany. Her name is Frances Fox, and she's lived in several countries before establishing a permanent residence in Miami, Florida, which is where she is right now. She gained entrepreneurial experience while founding and establishing an internationally acclaimed haute couture. I'm not sure what that is.
It means very
salon
expensive.
Which served clients from the United States. I think it's maybe could be Spanish, never know. Central and South America and the Caribbean. And she was president and CEO of the business for 25 years before retiring in 1997. And in 1998, she founded the Frances Fox Incorporation, a consulting practice that combines Frances's business acumen with her innate, intuitive, and healing talents developed through many years of study and training. She has consulted with multinational corporations such as Barclays Capital, Latin America, the investment bank arm of Barclays Bank, PLC, and the Univision's Internet Division, implementing stress management and human resource programs. She has conducted stress management programs for business and nonprofit organizations such as the Coral Gables Chamber of Commerce, the Sweetwater Chamber of Commerce, and the Human Resources Society of America. Wow. Frances has gained media exposure throughout her career, and she currently hosts a radio show in Spanish, Frances Fox Reveals, which is actually what the title is called, Frances Fox Reveals, on WNMA. On the AM 1210, which reaches a radio audience that spans from West Palm Beach to Key West in Florida and has a worldwide reach through live streaming via her website. Now, if I understand correctly, I think they're picking her up even further now. And she also has a website, francisfox.com. Her website registers over 700,000 hits a month. 750,000 hits a month? Man, she's better than I am. She regularly participates as a guest on international television. Shows as Christina, I can't say it.
don't worry about it, Derek. You've got enough. Thank you.
Anyways, let's go without any further ado. Frances, are you there?
I am here with you. I was born
it's
in my bio.
It's all in Spanish, my dear. I apologize. I don't speak Spanish.
That's all right.
I can say Buenos Dias, Sonora.
That's good. Good.
Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm very grateful to be on your show with you.
Thank you.
The world, the spirit world, it needs to be revealed more and more, and I'm glad to see that somebody such as yourself is helping to put to the public this information that makes all the difference in the world in our lives.
Yes, it is. Now, one thing I really want to talk about at first, this is one of our biggest interests of information. What we're going to talk about today is about spirit attachments. Now, I call it basically, is it bad or is it good? What do we do? Now, we talk about male possession. We talk about male characteristics, even if you are a female. What is an entity? How to recognize an entity attack? What to do to clear entities and send them on their evolutionary path? There's so many things that we deal with in life that we sometimes don't understand. I mean, people that say, for example, become alcoholics, drinkers, drug users, have entity hang-oners, I mean, you name it, or even if you do a paranormal investigation, you will get an entity that sometimes tends to follow you home. What, in your understanding, your training, what would you say to that person or persons in their issue?
You mean somebody who's gotten an attachment?
Yes.
Well, the important thing that I found, and I've done a lot of years of research because that's my love, doing research, is that our auras, which are very real and are a structure that looks almost like an umbrella, except it's got a little bit of a different shape, really needs to be in good shape. Because other than that, if there's holes in our auras, the entities not only attach, but they literally come in. So the important thing is to know about the aura and to be able to make it as healthy as possible. Nobody has a perfect aura. And there's places that we go where we can really pick up attachments, as you said, when you go to clear somebody's home, if you go to a haunted home, if you go to a hospital, if you go to a nursing home, if you go someplace where there's a tragedy, somebody died, somebody's, you know, devastated because of a loss, whether it's bankruptcy or whether it's a loss of a human being. If you go to places such as swamplands or you go to caverns, you know, you go to a foreign country and you go see caverns that are, you know, like caves.
Yes.
You can pick up some really bad stuff there. So you really, before you go, you really need to do something to kind of make sure you're kind of intact as much as possible. And when you come back, you need to do a clearing. Most people don't have the ability to contact somebody such as yourself, Derek, that can do these clearings. A lot of people either don't have the funds or just don't have the access. So
how can these people understand? Well, how you're understanding? How do these people really can they recognize if there is an entity that attaches to them?
Well, every big extreme personality trait that humans have, in terms of my research, is an entity. If you are a person that gets extremely angry, if you get extremely depressed, if you have a really short fuse, if you do something that's like really weird, or something that's really off base. Generally, that's the sign of an entity. If you have a tendency towards depressions, a tendency towards rages, a tendency towards everything that's self-sabotage and self-destructive is an entity. Anytime you do something that you would really prefer not to do, such as drink or eat,
yeah,
that's an entity. And anytime a part of your body moves in a way that you don't want it to move, that's an entity that's attached to that part of your body, such as a muscle twitching in your eye, such as you deciding you want to have both of your feet planted firmly on the ground because you want to be centered and grounded, and you can't do it. One of your legs, you turn around, and all of a sudden one of your legs is crossed over the other one. And you say, I don't want to do that. I want both my feet on the ground, and you can't keep it. Watch those of you who are constantly crossing your legs, who one leg always has to be up off the ground, that's an entity. Make it your business to put both feet on the ground and watch how you have a hard time struggling to keep that foot on the ground.
Well, I think we call that a habit. We
call it a habit. It's not a habit. It's repetitive behavior.
Yeah.
And we call it a habit. But when you say, this foot is going to stay on the ground, I'm not crossing my legs, and you start to talk and a minute and a half later, your leg is crossed again.
Unless you want to go to the bathroom real bad and you don't want to tell nobody.
That's true. That's true. But that's a decision that you made, and that's the difference. You made a choice and a decision. You didn't want to talk about having to go to the bathroom, so you create a body position to help you out there. But anyway, those are some very, very, very simple signs.
Okay. So also, too, if we have, let's say, you go on, this is something a little bit different. We go on, you ever done any paranormal investigating yourself?
Oh, I go to people's homes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let's go to people's homes. And someone, had you ever had someone actually was possessed, like actually someone actually had a physical, a violent type of possession?
You mean that I saw somebody who had an entity that was violent?
Well, let's just take as an example, we talk about Emily Rose. You know who the Emily Rose
no,
is?
No, I don't.
Okay. There was a young girl. Her name was Emily Rose. She was about 12 years of age. She was possessed by a very evil force. Have you come across somebody who actually tried to control the person's mind or control the person's body in that
I
way?
I have seen that when I worked a lot with children with autism.
Okay.
And the truth of the matter is that's the point at which I call in somebody like you.
Okay.
And I go, you know what? This is bigger than a bread box. This is not something that I can handle, and I need an expert. And I think, Derek, that people need to know this, that there's things that you can do for yourself. You can do a self-diagnosis. Sometimes you can do a clearing. But there are times that you really need an expert. The same way you need a doctor, the same way you need a banker and a lawyer, you need somebody that can do spirit release.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, well, here's something else. Well, how many doctors do you know can actually help a person who's actually dealing with the possession? Very few.
Well, no, doctors cannot deal with that, to my knowledge.
They would never know what to do with that.
I understand that in the medicine of Ayurveda from India and from China, one of the first things that they would teach was how to move these attachments along, either through needling and acupuncture or through different herbs, or through different rituals. And I know that Jesus Christ, the first thing he did was cast out entities, spirits, before he did a healing. So traditional medicine people understood the impact of having an attachment. It's today that we need to get people educated.
Now, we have one here. There is a difference between attachment and a possession. Is
totally
there?
Different. Yes, you're correct.
Totally different. An attachment is basically it's like a little cling-on to your aura.
Correct.
A possession is one that's with internal that tries to control your physical body.
That's what I have found also, Derek.
Yeah. I've had three possessions myself where when I was running a ceremony, I literally had to get the possession out of that person, and the entity would come into me. I became very sick. I was throwing up. When I got home, I had to get my wife to help me get rid of this entity, which basically I had to use certain medicines that we put into the water, and I had to be in the tub, and my wife kept on bathing me, and she kept calling my guide. She says, "White Bear, help your brother and to get him out of me." I've had that type of possession before where I could not even see through my eyes. I felt like I was blinded. I was so very blurry. I felt so sick, and yet I knew very well it was not me.
Well, that can happen, and that's one of the reasons why I call in people like you. Because you need a professional for that, because you knew how to clear yourself afterwards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what my job is. I mean, I make a decision. I'll give you an example. My son, he became very chilled inside. Dad, he said, "I don't know what's going on." He said, "I feel really cold. I'm really, really cold." I said, "Come here, son, come close to me." And I put my hand on his head, and I said, "Now, whoever you are, come into my body. Leave my son alone." And this entity made a decision. And it left my son's body, came into me, and then my son noticed within the next couple of seconds, few seconds, he said he was back being warm again. So then I took care of that entity then. So, and even though he'll say, "Well, how come he came over to me?" as the kids, you're being tested now, son, because what I got, you will have. You're going to have this gift just like me. You're starting to learn how to use it. So they test you.
Oh, absolutely. And I think most of us, or if not all of us, that become involved with the negative aspect of the spirit world have had a lot of bad experiences. I think that group of spirits kind of keeps their focus on us to try to keep us down so that we don't, you know, raise the consciousness about their existence. So that doesn't surprise me.
Did you actually notice or ever come across any, for example, when a person's passed away and a loved one has not left the home, that loved one's passed away, people are mourning the person's passing, but somehow they feel that they keep on saying, well, I feel my mother and my grandmother still hanging around, but yet it's different?
Have I experienced that? That happens with a lot of people. I have a particular Tibetan Buddhist, it's called Tibetan Sacred Temple Music. It's a CD, and it has purification ceremonies on it. And what I tell people to do is to put that CD on morning, noon, and night. I also have sprays that I recommend, but if people don't have access to that, then the CD will truly help to get that spirit to move along to the next stage of evolution.
What about depression? You know, here's one of the things that we always work on is depression. Do you feel that depression can also be like an entity attachment?
What I find is that if you have a depression that is bigger than a bread box,
or you don't know why you're going to depression, suddenly all of a sudden you become rage.
But when, exactly, Derek. When you go suddenly, you know, I fell off the edge, it just landed on me, that's always a sign of a spirit attachment.
Okay, now do you feel it?
It's not like it slowly you realize something and then you got depressed. It's like from one second to the other.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a lot of people that have massive depressions have massive attachments. And if you get the attachment to go away, the massive depression is gone. Now, the problem
as far as my experience is concerned, I work as a medium, I get these depressions and impressions before even my clients even arrive at my home, within the half hour to a few minutes before they arrive. And I think to myself, why am I feeling short-tempered? Why am I feeling short rage, even though I was already patient before they got here? I felt strongly that there was some very impatient people that this person knew that wanted to be there to make sure they got ahead of time or ahead of, you know, in the very, very front row to say, look, here I am, this is what I want to tell them, but hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But it really frustrated me sometimes. I used to always get upset the fact they try to control me, trying to tell me what they wanted.
I
realized after, you know, I said to my wife, this is not me. Why am I acting this way? And she would say, you know, what we use sometimes too is Bach flower remedies, which basically helps to bring down or remove the entity's thought form wanting to control. And it does work. Or I just say, look, I, you know, just don't back off, get out of my body, leave me alone, I'm not ready for this yet. If you want to work with me, you be patient and be very polite, don't intrude. And they back off. Very few times have I had any that actually were very, very mean and say, I'm controlling this no matter what. But have you ever come across people like that?
Yes, when I worked with autistic kids.
Okay.
I would run into an entity that would say, this one is ours and you're not getting him, the child.
God.
And
I've
I would go, okay. And I always sent the children with autism, actually all the children that I took care of, I always sent for spirit release, but not once. I sent them several times. Because one session, Derek, in my experience, one session with somebody like you is not enough. I mean,
I have someone here calling in, and actually they're in the chat room, and they're asking this question for you.
Sure.
Could an entity be a guardian angel, and how would you know the difference?
A guardian angel guides. It doesn't attach, and it doesn't invade. And you have an option with a guardian angel.
Okay.
You decide what you want to do. You decide that you'd love to taste that piece of cake. You are not driven to eat that piece of cake. It's a very, very different feeling. It has to do with overriding your intention. The entity, attachments, and possessions override your intentions, and you end up doing stuff that you'd really prefer not to do.
Exactly.
And with the spirit guides, they're gentle. They try to guide you towards something, but you can always very easily ignore them or decide you don't want to do it, and it is not a struggle.
No, they don't impress you that you have to. They just guide you.
They don't push, they don't play games, and they don't speak in your head as if they were your thoughts.
Exactly. Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Also, I had a situation where I had a young man, 15 years of age, come to see me. Actually, it wasn't him particularly, it was his mother. She brought him with her, and she wanted me to meet the young man and to help because she said that the young man was very violent with her. We used to yell at her, verbally swear in bad ways, bad words, disrespect her. Which is not like him because I know this young man. And when he sat with me, his mother was not in the room with me, but he's just himself alone. When I sat with him, he told me that he actually has a friend with him. And when he somehow he just dropped his head and raised up towards me, I watched his eyes turn black, jet black across, not just a little bit of black and bigger iris. I mean, I talk about his eyes went totally black. His voice changed, and this entity told me that he owned him, and I could not do anything about it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
When I confronted
this
young
man. That's the point at which I call your phone number when that happens to me. Hello, Derek. I'm sending you a client.
I confronted him, and I told him what to do. I basically said to him, I says, you can't have this boy, and I know what to do. And I told him what I did. I called for archangels, and it worked. I called the archangels, and I did some work on this guy, and his mother was very appreciative of knowing it, because I asked her after, I said, how is he doing now? She says he has no recollection of what he did for about 3 days. So whatever happened, the entity could not stay in him. Once you purify the child, that entity will never return back.
Well, because the vibration is no longer compatible.
No.
The same way...
I did pray over him, so that's one also important thing. You know, a lot of people think that you have to be specifically religious, but it's not as much the religious issue of it as believing in the higher source that will protect it.
Well, calling in help.
Yes, exactly. Some people, whether they go through Catholicism or they go through Anglican or Protestant or Muslim, or because God is God. I mean, any kind of NC, higher spirit, great spirit, it's all considered God-like. I find it that... Do you use this quite often yourself? Do you ever do a lot of prayers consistently to help?
Well, I don't really do spirit release work the way you do. What I do is identify what broke the person, what broke their aura that allowed the attachment or the invasion.
Okay.
And then I give people mantras, which are prayers, that are point specific about their trauma, what it was that happened that broke them, so that they can repair it, and then automatically the spirit drops off. It does not take 2 seconds. It can take a week, it can take 2 weeks, it can take 3 months. But then generally they've had the attachment for a long time, and I also recommend formulas of flower essences that are not just Dr. Bach's, that are for awakening the consciousness of the attachment to where it will understand that it's not supposed to be there. And to reduce the depression and the anger energies that the person has, which is what makes that entity compatible with them and allows them to attach. So, I don't do prayers for the client. I send the client home with mantras, which are like prayers. I recommend flower essences, and I also recommend a lot that they roll around in the grass.
Yeah.
And they hug trees, and they put their back against trees, and they ask Mother Earth, and they ask the tree to help release entities, because it's been a lot of times that somebody's been wrestling with an entity, and I'll say, listen, go to that tree and ask that tree to finish with this and to take it off of you.
Yes.
And the tree will take it off.
Boy, I've seen trees are done. A lot of people say I have a very sore back, and a lot of times I'll tell them, say, well, you know what? What will help you, too, if you actually go out to the forest and just lean your body against the tree.
Correct.
Your back towards the tree, and you're going to feel like, just let it sit there for a while, and you'll be surprised what the tree can do for you.
Can I tell you a small story?
Trees will bend.
I had one of those dark nights of the soul, which I'm sure you're familiar with, which happened a lot to those of us that are in this field.
Yeah.
And I couldn't take another minute in my bed. I was so miserable. So I got up. I have a big oak tree in the back, and I leaned up against the oak tree. I put as much of my body against it, front, back, side, and I said, listen, please take this off of me, whatever it is. And I went back to bed, and I went to sleep immediately. The compulsive thoughts ended. The horridness in my mind ended. The next morning, I got out of bed, and I stood on the deck, and one of the tree branches, and oak trees are big.
Yes.
One of the tree branches had a black aura around it. Let's say the tree branch was like a foot wide. It had an aura around it, like 3 or 4 feet wide. That's what it had pulled off of my aura.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God. No wonder I felt so miserable. It took several days for that aura of that branch to disappear.
There is a tradition that here in the West Coast, with the West Coast First Nations, we call in the elders to help cleanse the building or location for us to purify areas. They will come in and they will wear their regalia. These are three elders or four elders, and these are medicine people, shamans, or whichever you want to call them, and very respectable healers. And they will actually will carry cedar boughs, and they will brush the walls as they go by, and they brush the walls, they brush the people with the cedar boughs, because cedar is very, very cleansing. And they get right through, and you'd be surprised what it can do. A lot of people, I get them, they would actually recommend people to do is hang cedar boughs, or one cedar bough up their doorway, just to purify their aura when they're walking through. So they don't have other people with carrying a negative situation in life to feel negative, but to feel positive when they walk through the door, so it's happiness, not a regret.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well,
you know what, I'm going to let everybody else know this too. Anybody wants to call in and ask Francis Fox any questions, feel free to call in. I'll give you the toll-free numbers. In the U.S., 877, that's 876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. This is toll-free. Also, those are calling in from Canada. That's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. And also, those are actually calling you from the International Lines, which basically another country, or if you can't get in, just call us with a number. It's 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. The chat room is so busy in here. I'm watching these guys chatting away, and they've got some great questions to talk about. Now, they're curious. Somebody here is curious about your essences.
I have a formula. I'm glad you're asking that, because it's only taken me 10 years to perfect it. I have what I call a kit, which is called, it's the aura purification kit. Your house has an aura, and you have an aura.
Okay.
And both of them need to be, you know, as intact as possible in order to be protected. That's what it's for. Okay, by the way, your aura is your mental energy body, for those of us who've done any studying about human energy structure. It's the mental body, the mental vehicle. But let's not go into that because it gets complicated. That kit that I have includes the CD, the Tibetan Sacred Temple Music CD. It includes a bottle of coconut spray. Coconut has been used for centuries to clear entities. It's been used in Santeria, in Brujeria.
Oh.
I thought I had discovered the Americas when I found out that entities cannot be where there's a smell of coconut. They leave, because coconut has the energy and the vibration and intention of people being happy. You spray the coconut and all of a sudden everybody's smiling.
Okay.
So the spray of coconut helps to create a vibration in your aura, the aura of your home, that is such a vibration that it's hard for the entities to be there. The most important piece of the kit is an aura purification spray, which includes flowers for depression and for anger, which all the entities, as you know, Derek, they're either angry or they're depressed.
Yeah.
And it includes a collection of roses, which all of which are to wake up the entity so that it can remember what it's supposed to be doing, which is not haunting your house, your aura, or one of your organs. Because anytime we get sick, there's an entity attached to that organ. Now, if you're dealing with a really evil spirit, okay?
Yeah.
These things are not going to work. But the truth of the matter is, and you and I know it, not that many of what haunt homes or haunt us or are evil spirits. They're lost souls, and they can behave really bad. They can make us crazy. They can destroy our lives. But they really are not evil. So the spray helps them to wake up their consciousness so that they can remember that this that they're doing is not what they're supposed to be doing, and they can continue their process of evolution. When your father dies and he hangs out in your home for 10 years making you crazy with depression or bringing you the energy of his financial failures when he was alive, he never intended on dragging you down. He's lost.
Yeah.
He's trapped between dimensions, and he happens or is attached to you, so he's in your home. So the aura purification spray helps to release him so that he can continue his path. The coconut spray is an incredible adjunct, and the Tibetan sacred temple music CD is unbelievably powerful.
How much success have you found on average percentage? How much success have you found by using these types of healing tools?
How much what?
How much of a percentage, you know, that you've had a lot of success in this?
I can't talk about percentages. I can tell you we have a lot of people who tell me that within 2 or 3 days people are sleeping better, couples are having better sex or more sex because there's more harmony.
Oh.
And the house, you can feel the difference in your spaces. I just went to a business today because
you just opened something up here because everybody on the chat line goes, sex, sex? You mean
yes.
We should do this room now we have more sex?
This
room is mostly full of women.
I never said that these things would promote better sex, but when I get the testimonials from people, the women say, we now have better sex and more sex. But, of course, if you're not living in harmony, that coming together, that sexual coming together, it's not going to be so frequent. You're angry at your mate.
Yeah.
It turns out that the entities come in with anger attached to them, and then they attach it to you. So that was an interesting side effect. So today I went to a business that about a month ago, they just moved to a new location. You know, when you move a business, you never know what the future is going to be. You could be going down the tubes.
Yes.
And I sketched it, and it looked kind of okay. It had congestions of anger and depression, and during the construction, the contractor was angry at the owner of the building, was angry at the tenant. So there was a little bit of that. They used all the sprays, they used the CD, and they used the crystal bowl. When I went today to sketch it, because we're in hurricane season, if the aura of the place is broken, it's not just entities, but it's also natural catastrophes. You don't have protection. So I sketched the place. It was clean.
Uh-huh.
There was a touch of anger at the back door, a touch of red, and there was one place that had a lot of black X's, but it turned out that it was under a staircase that the fire department had required that it be closed up. In other words, you couldn't get in there.
Yes.
The drywall was there, and you couldn't spray there. You couldn't put a CD there. You couldn't put a light there. You couldn't have movement. Which entities love it, where it's dark, there's no movement, there's no light. That's why the kids say the monster comes out of the closet at night. Well, of course they're in the closet. That's where they're safe. And then when the lights go off and people go to bed, they can come out and play. So whatever you do, you need to do all the little spaces because that's where they hide, behind doors that are never closed, inside closets, in rooms that you don't use. So anyway,
Now, you don't work as a medium or a psychic in that field, but you, you're not really trying to
diagnosis
in this kind of field, but you are actually, you're mostly, what you're doing is right, basically is getting involved with the products of it to help people deal with the entities and the and those to clear the aura of energy.
I do a lot of diagnosis.
There is one story, or one question I want to ask you. This
sure.
one really one. I found on your website. I was actually quite surprised to find it there, but it's regarding the Minneapolis bridge collapse.
How did you like that article?
Wow. I'm thinking about it. That's interesting. If you want to share with the rest of the public what you actually feel, what you get from that.
Well, I do interspecies communication, and my favorite animal is the dolphin. I've been talking to them since I was five. I actually was on Animal Planet, and we actually got on Animal Planet, the dolphins predicting the Katrina crisis.
Yes.
So I asked the dolphins about the Minneapolis bridge collapse, because my head is probably like yours, Derek. If there's a question mark, my head, because I'm a psychic, goes and answers it.
Yeah.
The answer I got when people say, we don't know why the bridge collapsed, as I'm watching the news, I got global warming. And I'm thinking, this doesn't make any sense. Global warming, we're going to blame everything on global warming? So I think it was yesterday or the day before I sat down, and I got the information. And that is, and somebody who's not an engineer but knows about construction validated it. When you build a building or a bridge, you take in consideration the part of the country you're in, and the weather, because the changes in temperature or the temperature can determine whether a piece of a material will expand.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't know a lot about this, so my verbiage, my wording is not going to be correct because I don't know anything about construction. But the materials that were used, especially the materials that were used to connect different big pieces of the bridge, took into consideration the weather in Minneapolis. But that's not the weather anymore.
No.
The same way in Miami, this is not the weather we used to have.
If you think about it, there was never a storm that knocked the bridge down. There was not an earthquake that knocked the bridge down. The bridge just fell.
Yes, it did. So when I got that information, I was like, the implications are unbelievable. Because that means that we are all in trouble. And you know what? I think instinctively we know that we are in trouble.
What about other bridges across the world? What
no,
do you
no.
think?
No, no. Hello? This applies across the world. What about
we're waking up, aren't we?
What about the industries who earned a living based on weather?
Yeah.
A fishing season, skiing season.
Now we talk about our high-rises.
We're in trouble, Derek.
You know, like, you basically, yes, everybody says there's going to be earthquake, rebuilt for earthquakes, but they're not thinking about just, they forget about the earthquakes. They have to remind themselves, too, there's going to be high-intense amount of heat plus cold, even though they're used to it every year of their life. But there's a lot of changes that have taken place. I'll give you an example. Living here in British Columbia, our weather is not the same like it used to be. We used to get rainstorms a lot. Now we're getting more heat, lesser rain, but our area where we're living is more tropical. Because now we have people bringing in palm trees. We've got palm trees we're growing here now throughout the whole year.
Well, but
that's just seasonal out the whole year.
So what couldn't happen before can happen now. In your area, because the weather is that different. Well, if it's true that you take into consideration temperatures and length of winter and all the rest in choosing building materials, then Derek, we are in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, believe you me, I didn't like that information. Because it's like, whoa, okay. But you know
also,
what? Your people, your indigenous people, you told me that you were part Indian.
Yeah.
They knew that the way we live today is not natural.
Well, not everybody is used to living in 15, stories of building. We're used to living in 15-story cliffs.
Yes.
But it was a full stone, rock stone. It wasn't just dug out. It was just there. But a lot of our people lived on the ground, flat ground. We either had teepees or we made our own homes out of trees or whatever else was available.
Yes. And when the situation changed, you packed up and you moved.
We did.
Okay, we can't do that today. We got too heavy. We concreted in our lives, and we are going to pay a very big consequence for that.
But you realize, too, we have a lot of... Now, here's something that your website has also mentioned. I want you to talk about swamplands.
you're talking about
one of your pages regarding the swamp essence, was it?
You want me to talk about that? I'll be glad to.
Let's go to the swamp energies.
Okay.
That is...
That's quite New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay, let me talk about
New Orleans.
That. Where are the two places that when you watch a horror movie, the horrors take place with spirits? Cemeteries and swamps.
Most of the time, yes.
Okay.
If they really want to make them really scary enough, yes.
Okay. Why swamps? It's just dirty water. What's the big deal? The big deal is that Mother Earth tries to do human beings a favor, and she picks up spirits that are kind of floating around, and I think maybe the really bad ones, but I don't know, and she puts them in swamp lands for them to heal, because water is healing. That's what baptism is all about. That's why your wife put you in the tub when you got an attachment or a possession.
Yeah.
Water heals.
Exactly.
So the indigenous, most of them did not live on swamps. And today we've reclaimed swampland. We've built on it, such as in New Orleans. But we're living on top of a cemetery. So when New Orleans went under with the hurricane, first place, New Orleans has a dark part of its history. Its history is a little bit dark, okay?
Yeah.
The only place in the country that has a lot of voodoo. How come? Well, I know the reason. Because of the whole, it's a natural cemetery, spirits, dark magic, whatever. So you have a hurricane come through. Fine. Yes, it was devastating. But what was this with people shooting at the people that were coming to rescue them?
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense unless they've got spirit attachments. Which, of course, if you're in the middle of a swamp or in a cemetery and you have a trauma, your aura breaks and the entities attach or possess. And that happened to the people in New Orleans, plus the people who visited New Orleans after the hurricane.
I wonder if that home security also had spirit attachment, or the mayor of New Orleans had a spirit.
Absolutely.
Of course they did. No, they never helped, really. If you think about it, there was not really enough of the help.
Well, nobody did any spirit release.
No.
Nobody did any... None of that was done because they don't even believe in that. Now, in my website, I predicted that there would be a psychological condition that would become recognized from the people who went through the hurricane because of the spirit attachments. They would have awful... issues. They call it the Katrina syndrome now. But I said that even before the hurricane hit. I think it was before the hurricane hit. The murder rate in New Orleans is out of control. And the murder rate in Houston, where a lot of the Katrina victims went, is out of control. And that's entity-driven behavior.
That's quite interesting how that is, because if you think about it, they never really have talked about how many people really did perish in New Orleans. They never really made the count.
No, they didn't.
They're
how
still
convenient.
Finding bodies. Even to this day, they're still finding bodies that they didn't know even were there, or skeletal bodies. They're still trying to find their loved ones. They're hoping that they're somewhere else. You know, maybe flushed out to an ocean somewhere. I don't know. Some people are just still hoping. Or some people like to disappear on purpose to pretend that they're not married no more.
That's entirely possible. The only thing I can say to your public is, please don't have any trauma. on swamplands, in a bog, next to an artificial lake, because artificial lakes are swamps. Do you know that in Santeria, Brujeria Voodoo, they know that a glass of water catches spirits? I don't know if you know that. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. In Kabbalah, which is the esoteric part of Judaism, the rabbis say the same thing. So an artificial lake is one hell of a large glass of water picking up spirits. It's dead water.
The water looks almost like grayish black when it's done.
Anyway, this is information people need so that when they buy a home or they rent, they can make really good choices.
You can actually, if you look, see, here's one thing you can figure out. I mean, most people may not understand this. For example, in the moisture in your home, if you actually put a glass of water or a bowl of water out in your house and you leave it there for, say, a week, you will notice that in that bowl there is actually an oily film it'll pick up and is actually hovering, floating on top of the bowl itself, on top of the water, the very surface. That is what you catch. Anything that's negative in the house, it pulls it right to that because water is pure. It is not. Water does not carry a negative thought unless that negative thought is put there.
That's true. Water has the intention to heal, and healing. The major component of healing is releasing spirits.
Exactly. Wow, this is getting pretty good. Now we actually have someone else mentioning here to us too from the chat room. They're mentioning that in Manitoba they get more. They're getting more tornadoes in Manitoba. This is here in Canada, and they're kind of, it's getting more and more shocking, I guess you'd say. Everything is changing so much. I mean, we're also getting a lot of tornadoes even in Alberta in Canada as well. A couple of years back, it happened in the area near Pine Lake. One tornado just suddenly showed up and wiped out apparently about 30, 35 trailers. And it wasn't a trailer park. It was actually a RV park, but it was a place that you go to a campground. And it wiped out 30 trailers, and they thought they found everybody until 2 years later, someone was walking out the field, and they actually found a body, the skeletal remains of a body, impacted into a tree.
Wow.
2 years later, but they never talked about it on the. This is part of Alberta. They never talked about the story of what happened after. All they know, those who have perished, you know, I think about three or four people perished in that tornado, but they never talked about what happened after. They could have said, well, we found this body out in the bush.
I think the authorities.
They never talked about it.
The authorities want to not scare us.
Yeah.
And it's treating us like little kids.
It's only what they want. They want to be in control.
Yes.
You think what is right and what is wrong. Yeah, that happens at times. I'd rather know the truth. And knowing that if there's a tornado, I mean, let's put it this way. There's some areas in the States that it is considered tornado country. And that's all these guys do are tornado chasers.
Yes, I've seen them on TV. They're neat.
Oh, these guys are phenomenal. It's all they ever do is chase tornadoes. They know what they're doing. These guys are highly, very. They know everything as far as the truth is concerned. I mean, you want to chase something down, they chase it down. But the thing is that my feelings about tornadoes, I don't think they're as what you call as a negative sense of it. I think these tornadoes are because of the weather conditions, the hot and the cold. That's what causes a tornado. But we do get a lot of storms. We get a lot of electrical. We got more lightning, dry lightning coming out now, more than just common lightning rainstorms. You'll be hearing more stories about more people getting hit by lightning.
You know, I a friend of mine asked me a couple years ago if he was going to continue living in this country or moved back to Latin America, and I told him that he might be moving back because things might get a little difficult in big cities. Because there was going to be, something was going to happen very interesting. People would be walking down, you know, down a street in a big city, and all of a sudden they would go crazy. And it would be due to balls of electricity that were not grounded, that were bouncing off against the walls of the buildings. And it would hit a person, and of course, if you get hit by that much electricity, you're going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Completely screws you up. So I said that a couple years ago. About 6 months ago, I went to breakfast with a young couple. I went my way, they went their way, and then we met up back at the house again. And the young man had this incredible headache. He was like non-operational. So I said, what's going on? No, I got a headache. I said, yeah, well, do you get headaches this bad? Well, not never like this. When I checked him at the shopping center he had gone to in the break, he was in between two large electrical apparatuses.
Oh.
And basically they had fried him, and he had picked up an entity because electronics breaks your aura and allows entities. And I got him to do a mantra, we released the entity, and I thought, my God, this man's life would have been changed forever because of this attachment, which was due to electronics.
Yeah.
So,
well, if you look
right
at the here's example... Here's
more
one I want to share with you to let you think about this one, or everybody out there, and let's listen to the show. Remember that movie Powder?
I remember it, but not tell me the story.
Okay, Powder was about a young baby who actually, this little boy, his skin was pure, pure white, and he could not grow any hair. All there was just nothing but baldness. He lived with his grandmother. He was considered a very special child, but this child can read and know things more, and he was very special. And every time Powder went outside, a lightning storm would somehow appear. It's like they felt that, because apparently the mother, when she carried him, she was hit by lightning and she passed away, but the baby was born.
Ah.
Okay? All of a sudden, here is Powder. And this child, again, like I said, is there. How would a person feel if you think that you're responsible for your mother's death because the mother got hit by lightning?
Horrible.
Right? And so here you're trying to figure what you do next. How do you feel about this? Should the child feel guilty for a long time? Should the, or,
I
you know,
would,
basically,
I would
you carry
that,
a lot of
that
depression.
Was my patient? My client, my friend, whatever, I would have the child do a mantra. Please, God, help me with my intention to heal my guilt about my mom.
Exactly.
And I would do it, you know, 25 times a day for weeks, if not months, and that would release the guilt, which is what's breaking his aura.
Yeah, I really strongly feel that... In this situation, in any other situation, I feel that, you know, one thing we always like to look at is positive light, positive strength, and to believe in ourselves no matter what we do. We're getting close to closing down. I'd like to thank you, Francis, for joining us. It's absolutely fabulous to have you on the show. I'd like to call you back sometime down the road and have you come back on our show again.
Absolutely.
Have more to talk about.
It's been a pleasure.
Francis has got a fabulous website. If you want to go there, it's francisfox.com. It's F-R-A-N-C-E-S, fox.com. Go to her website. She's got fabulous items for sale that she sells as far as products concerned. Anything you want to be looking at regarding entity attachments or anything else that she feels that you would benefit you, or just look over her site, mantras, information, CDs, anything you want to see that's important that would be interesting for yourself, give her a call. She's got products for sale. Go to her site, give her a call. She'd love to talk to you no matter who you are, whether you're from Canada, United States, or across the world.
Thank you very much,
Francis. It's been absolutely fabulous to have you on, and looking forward to have you back here again.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Good night.
Folks, it's been fabulous to have you guys on the show. My room is getting, the chat room's just busy. Everybody's chatting great, having a great time back in here asking questions. Folks, I thank you very much for listening in. Next week, in between time, in the meantime, this is Derek White Sky Cloud talking to you between two worlds. Next Tuesday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Take care, folks. May God be with you all. Bye.
Good night.
know the hell that it could be before you went away. I bet the sky outside is perfectly clear. The trees are whispering, it's beautiful out here. But today, I'm